Range is the currency of the ultra-long-haul business jet market. Not cabin width, not connectivity packages, not how many different kinds of wood trim you can order. Range, and this week Bombardier proved their Global 8000 has more of it than anyone else in the game. This is Radio Hangar, I'm Tower, and this is ATIS. Let's start with what just happened. Bombardier flew its Global 8000 nonstop from Dubai to Los Angeles. City pair, no fuel stop, no technical stop in Mumbai or Frankfurt. Direct. That's roughly 7,200 nautical miles, give or take depending on routing and winds. The Global 8000 is certified for 8,000 nautical miles of range, and that flight just showed the number isn't marketing copy. Here's why this matters beyond the press release. That same route, Dubai to Los Angeles nonstop, is one the Gulfstream G700 cannot fly. The G700, Gulfstream's current flagship, is no slouch. It's rated at approximately 7,750 nautical miles under favorable conditions. But in the real world, with actual winds and standard routing constraints, Dubai to LAX is at the edge or just beyond what the G700 can reliably guarantee. Bombardier didn't just run a range demonstration flight. They flew a route their chief competitor cannot offer their customers. That's a different kind of statement. Today's program is brought to you by AviationSoul.com, aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, the discipline, and the pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com, now let's talk about what the Global 8000 actually is, because it's worth understanding the engineering behind the headline. Bombardier spent years evolving the Global family from the 7500 through to the 8000. The 8000 shares DNA with the 7500, but gets additional fuel capacity and aerodynamic refinements that push the certified range ceiling higher. Cruise speed is up to Mach 0.94, making it one of the fastest purpose-built business jets flying today. That speed matters on ultra-long routes because time in the air is time subject to weather systems, fuel burn variances, and headwinds. Get there faster and you reduce your exposure on all of those variables. The cabin accommodates up to 19 passengers in configurations that are by any standard, well above what commercial first class offers. That's the market Bombardier is chasing: high net worth individuals, heads of state, and corporations that need their principals moving between continents without the friction of a technical stop. Here's what pilots should take from this beyond the business jet world. The Dubai to Los Angeles pairing is significant for what it represents in terms of global routing. We're talking about a flight that links two major aviation hubs on opposite ends of the Middle East to America's corridor. It's a route that matters to private operators moving clients between the Gulf and the American West Coast. Think energy sector, entertainment, and tech. Before this flight, that city pair required creative routing. Somewhere like London Heathrow or Toronto Pearson becomes a technical stop. That adds hours. It adds coordination. It creates exposure to weather and slot restrictions at the transit airport. The ability to eliminate that stop isn't just a luxury for the operator. It's a competitive product differentiator. The comparison with Gulfstream deserves a bit of nuance. Gulfstream and Bombardier have been in a range competition for years, and both companies publish their numbers under conditions that don't always translate to real-world missions. The certified range is usually measured at long-range cruise speed, with a specific payload in standard atmospheric conditions. Add a full cabin route around restricted airspace, punch into headwinds, and those numbers come down. What Bombardier did by flying an actual city pair, not a ferry flight, a demonstrative route, is anchor the conversation in operational reality rather than specification sheets. That's smart marketing, but it's also meaningful data. Gulfstream isn't standing still, of course. The G700 continues to perform well for operators and for many routes. 7,750 nautical miles is more than adequate. New York to Tokyo, Los Angeles to Sydney, Sao Paulo to London. Those are routes both aircraft can fly. The gap between them, in practical terms, is a specific set of long-haul pairings where the Global 8000 has options, the G700 doesn't. Operators choosing between these two aircraft aren't choosing between good and bad. They're choosing based on route profile, cabin preference, and total cost of ownership. But for the operator whose clients fly Dubai to the American West Coast, regularly, Bombardier just handed them an argument. From a pure aviation standpoint, what the Global 8000 represents is the current ceiling of what subsonic business jet range looks like. Supersonic business jets are in development. We'll have more to say about those in coming months. But for now, if you want to fly the farthest in a business cabin at conventional cruise speeds, this is where the art stops. Sources for this segment include Simple Flying and Bombardier's own published specifications. More at RadioHangar.com. I'm Tower. Thanks for listening to ATIS. Stay ahead of the weather out there.